在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您
The author Brian Callahan of The Good Doctor
Hi Brian
Hi Annette
I have a new favorite On Cool Night I've read it 5 times
Is that right? Actually, today I'm only signing the new book I'm not gonna sign any of the old ones
I know, but it's just, this one is my favorite. Is she me?
No. Still not you.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
See what you spawned, man? First and best in my humble opinion, and I've read them all, man, since 7th grade.
Planning on reading the new one?
I don't know, it's kind of serious, right? Doctors and they're good. And, I don't know.
Serious isn't bad.
Yeah?
You should try it, young man like yourself. You might learn something.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Great.
Cool, will you sign that? You're going to sign that one, though, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the movie poster?
Sure. Yeah.
Love your cameo, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Knight, you're a menace. That was you, right?
Hey, remember that line?
Hope you don't mind. I'm a big fan. Oh. Got them all.
Whoa. Uh-oh. I don't see the good doctor in there.
Yeah, I didn't read that one.
Well, hey, today's your lucky day. Maybe you can pick up a copy today. Maybe it'll inspire you.
Is it any good? I heard it was kind of different. A little soft.
It's very good.I'm very proud of it. It's my favorite.
What's it about?
It's about a man and his personal struggle to rise up from mediocrity.
Oh, okay. Will you just sign these, though, first?
Okay, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make a little announcement. Thank you so much for coming. It's great to see so many familiar fans of all the Frank Knight stories. And as much as I've loved Frank and his escapades, I have moved on from them and his world.So today, I will only be signing copies of The Good Doctor. But the good news is, it's on sale here, right at this very store. So please pick up your copy and I will sign as many as you buy. Thank you all so much.
Not cool, man.
Speak for yourself. I was neither stupid nor drunk.
Yeah, just confused.
Yes. And still guilty of that.
Yeah, in your 20s, you think you know everything. In your 30s, you realize you don't know shit.
Can I sit next to you?
Sure. Still reading poems?
It's a gift.
See anything different over the past 12 years?
Wow. Yes. A lot.
Dan, you're still not going to tell me?
No.
Great.
Can you believe it's been that long? 12 years since college.
Doesn't feel like it with you. Seems like we could have been sitting here like this the whole time.
Do you remember why we broke up?
Oh, yeah. You dumped me.
No! No, it was mutual, right? I mean, you were going off to school in California, grad school, and I was staying here in New York.
Yeah. You said we were too young to pull off the long distance thing. But I vaguely remember something about you saying that writers needed to explore the world, and part of that exploration was through a variety of different sexual encounters.
Oh, God, did I really say that?
Yeah. Strong. One of the worst things a boyfriend could ever hear. You're going through your Dorothy Parker phase.
Okay.
I don't blame you. I would have broken up with me, too. I was really jealous of you.
Jealous of me? For what?
Because you've always been a better writer than me. And at the time, I thought, how could I marry a woman... that would be a constant reminder of my inferior talents.
But I'm not a better writer.